You may be aware that it's undergoing refurbishment, and so we, Will and I and Rachel, who kindly is producing this show, we thought we'd take this opportunity to shed light a bit on the refurbishment and get a different perspective about Butler's. Sorry about that slight technical difficulty. It's stupid radio, and I'm trying to wrestle with a microphone. And there was only going to be one winner. That on top.
Sorry.
But before we get started into the nitty gritty wraps, this is a big deal because you may have listened last semester to GTK with TMH, which was all well and good, but this is a completely different animal now. It's taken on to a new form. We've got Rachel Leach, who's producing. We're privileged to have her on board, and it's not just GTK with TMH anymore. It's GTK with TMH and Will.
And I'm delighted that it's so. Thank you very much for inviting me on.
No, you're not invited.
Yeah. I know. Invited me on permanently. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm very excited to sort of work with you and make this our own sort of special little show. I think it is becoming that.
We were talking to someone actually the other day, and I was saying, "Oh, we got a radio show. We've been together since you were a guest on the show, which was probably about 2-3 months ago before Christmas." And they said, "Oh, congratulations!" They think it's a marriage made in.
It almost is. It almost is.
Well, I didn't consent, but. Okay, great. So that's Will, and then of course we've got Matt, who is our special guest this evening, early evening. So hello to you, Matt.
Hello, guys. You're right. How's everyone doing? You okay?
Yeah, we're all doing well.
I'm glad.
We're all well.
Thank you.
So may I ask, Matt, something that was troubling me on the way in, not troubling me, but something I wanted to ask was, not only obviously are you a stand-up in St Andrews, but is your official title at Butler's a rapper? Because you make rap.
Unfortunately, yeah. Not. I think the official title is rap artiste. I think we got the idea from Subway, and they are sandwich artists. So
it doesn't really have the same ring to it.
If it were just artist, that would work as well.
I think it's the extra E on the end which really helps it. But
trying to make it slightly French, risque.
Anything. It makes it sound a little classier. But I think the thing is. With the whole raps thing, when I tell people I work in a rap bar, no one ever thinks of literal raps. They think of rapping.
Wow, this guy's got game.
I'm a white middle class guy from North London, and I'm making raps in my spare time. So
but you are the Eminem of Butlers.
Well, I mean, there's not really much competition, to be honest. I'm also the Kylie Rae Jepsen of Butlers, but
you might have sparked a bit of competition with all the 3,000 listeners that are tuning in. Enough's enough. Sorry, that was
great.
enough's enough. Like, I think I'm going to challenge Matt Gibson
to a rap battle.
So I take it that working in a rap bar, you probably can't stand the sight of them after work.
But
do you eat them on the job? Or is that
do I eat the Butler's wraps, or do I eat wraps full stop?
Well, you've just given yourself a chance.
Well,
I don't need me. You know what? You just stand in the mirror asking questions. God, you're good.
Well, I get a wrap when I work, but
that's nice of them.
But people always ask me, what's my favourite one on the menu. And I still haven't had one on the menu yet.
I love how you say people always ask me as if, you get to... Hang on. Are my eyes deceiving me? Is that Matt from the right?
Well, there was one time that three of us closed the shop, and it was on a Friday evening, and so there was a group of students that were drunk at an unreasonable time, around 6:30, and this was...
It's
about 8 months ago, and so I was new to the job. So I came out of the shop with two of the girls that were working there, and the drunk students go, "Oh my god, it's the Butler's people!" And they pointed at the first girl, went, "You make the best raps," and pointed to the second girl, and went, "You're so nice," and then pointed at me and just went, "Hi."
Are you the rap maker, or are you the order taker? What's your position?
I'm everything. I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a geographer, so
You are. Well, actually, you're studying geography.
I am, but I do everything. Well, I'd say I'd do everything.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
I do everything, I swear.
I take orders, I'll make raps, I'll
do whatever you want. Yeah. So, that's good. So you're studying geography. Sorry about that.
Yeah, fine.
Did you bring your pencils with you?
No, I prefer the term shading.
Shading.
It's fine.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't know that unless we were studying geography itself, because clearly there are very many technical terms.
Yeah.
Pencils, crayons.
And what year are you?
I'm a second year, so...
So things haven't got serious yet?
Not really.
So you still keep up with this stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I mean...
I saw you myself I was actually a bit of a groupie. That's how really? I latched onto your buttons. Because I went in there looking for some punter to come onto this show. It was Rachel's idea to have someone from Butlers, you know, keep it real, keep it tight, keep it on star, you know. So we went into... I went into Butlers, left my laptop, actually, unguarded in Costa.
Very brave.
Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah, well, it's still there. So if my essay's late, I do apologise. No, anyway, so I left it unguarded in Costa, ran into Butlers, saw you, and I was like, Matt, oh my gosh, you're the guy from the stand-up, rather than thinking it's Matt from the rap place. Yeah. The other way around.
Well, I mean, last year, before I started working at Butlers, it was a lot of the time, well, I say a lot of the time, like ever so often, it'd be, oh, you're that stand-up guy. Whereas now I think it's become more that, oh, you're the rap guy, rather than, you know...
That's a testament to Butler's success, I presume.
Yeah. I think over the last 5-6 months, it's really become much more popular than it was before. Because I remember when I started, it was... I don't know how we got stuff done, because there would be three people, there'd be people left, right and centre... crossing over each other's toes.
Whereas, it's always been busy.
It's always but now we've been able to manage it. I mean, we've got Justin, the boss, took over in the summer, and he's been so good for it. And, you know, he's really kind of ironed out a lot of the kinks that was in the business model, so to speak. I said that with inverted commas. You obviously can't see that on the radio. So.
I can. I know why he did it. I promise. And so you, how long have you been working? You say when you started, how long have you, you're an experienced rap artiste.
We'll still stick with the rap artiste, yeah.
No, definitely not rapist. Anyway, not on weekdays.
I've worked there for a while now. I've kind of, someone at work said, do you know all these raps off by heart? And I went, unfortunately, I think I probably do at this, so...
How big's the range? I've not been in, I've not actually rapped.
It's a big menu, I think, you know, enough to, you know, get your teeth into, pardon the pun.
I have to say, I am enjoying these rapping puns. to get your teeth into, it's just making it that much better.
Yeah, sort of developing the pun.
We have to end the show with, that's a rap, I hope you guys know, so...
I don't want to give it away, but I was thinking about... saying that I'm going to wrap it up, but
do you get the sort of if there are people who know that you're a comedian as well, and do you ever have to like sort of deal with customers who try to make their own puns with the rap pun?
Well, one person came in and said, do you know what you guys should say after you make every rap? You should say, well, that's a rap. So I did it for 2 consecutive raps, and after 2 raps, you really get sick of it.
You've never stolen that material.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's gold.
Yeah.
That is gold.
I hope you turned around to her and said you were permanently barred from the show.
I don't think I have that power, unfortunately. Yeah.
I tell you, this chicken's not cooked, so
enjoy the salmonella.
Actually, I've had that, and that is no laughing matter.
Oh, nice. I did not mean that. No, I did not joking. Know that.
I'm only putting your metaphorical nipples, well, I promise.
That is
disgusting.
For another time. So,
yeah, next time it won't be metaphorical, yeah.
I hope.
Right, so Matt, the Butlers, I suppose you're quite passionate about it, like you've been there for a while, like it's something quite important to you. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon it's something that you're going to take into, you know, continue when you get into honours, or is it something that you're just flirting with in your sub-honours years?
Well, it's a mix of, you know, at first last year I just needed a job, I needed money. And then I've
put my hands up,
it's a Cinderella story, yeah, really,
exactly.
This, isn't
getting
it?
Into a more serious relationship.
And then you and Justin lived happily ever after.
And then, I kind of you know, I really, really do enjoy working there, despite how much I complain about it. And
oh, you love to moan.
Yeah. I'm British as what we do, isn't it? So.
You know the best thing, right? A Brit moaning about the weather, and I was looking at people today in the sunshine, in a slightly like voyeuristic, creepy way. But I was looking at people, and something that struck me was we moan when it's grey, and we moan when it rains. But then as soon as it's sunny, people wear sunglasses and make it dark.
That's true, yeah.
And it bothers me. You know, just enjoy the sunshine.
It was, yeah. I think today was that the first day where I saw girls, you know, no tights on, kind
right,
of really...
Matt.
Well, I mean, they had dresses on, please.
We've
got, and
we've gone from you saying, I do everything, I'm a specialist.
I'd like to apologise to the ladies of St Andrews for that, with that previous comment.
and he's not a rapist, I do.
I think people, you know, they're embracing the weather, but, yeah, like you said, I do like to moan, especially about the weather. So
I was incredibly optimistic, actually. When I left, weather-wise... Sorry, I'm turning around to my jacket, and I do forget I'm not on TV. I'm on radio. We are. So I left Halls, and then it was all nice and sunny, and so I was like, yeah, I'll just employ the tweed jacket. And then, you know, it turns, and it was freezing walking here. But,
yeah, you see, I don't trust the weather here. Even though I could feel the warmth and I could see the sun, I just don't trust it to last for very long, because we are where we are.
There was that one day last week where we literally had every weather type. It was
it's
sunny
ridiculous.
In the morning, snowy about an hour later, poured down with rain. All I was waiting for was, I was just waiting for a tornado, to be honest.
Exactly. Complete
the set. It felt like Storm from X-Men was, you know, in St Andrews.
Yeah, there was that time where it literally snowed for about 5 minutes. It snowed really heavily for 5 minutes. And I've never seen
And it happened in that really annoying grace period between lectures at, like, 3:55, where people were kind of going from one place to another.
Yeah, that was...
That's a really nice, precise dissection.
Exactly. We're just sort
says
of
the geography student.
Feast your ears on that, listeners. That's yours. That's yours for the takings. So, are you excited for the refurbishment? Like, do you know what's in store? Like, can you give us any insight to?
I can indeed. I think a lot of one of the main issues with Butlers at the minute. Is that people walk past it, they say, I want a wrap. They look at it and they say, oh, look how big the queue is. I don't want to go in, join the queue, and then, you know, I'll wait 20 minutes for my lunch. The problem is, a lot of the time, those people have ordered, and they're, you know, or their friends have ordered, and they're just all waiting in there. So what the plan is, a lot of the shelves are coming out, seats are going in, and we have this huge back area, which we never use, so that's all going to be open to seating. So
yeah,
I think
there's,
that's...
There's a shortage of seating. I mean, I said I've never eaten there. I've never stepped foot in there, apart from when I asked you to come on the show. But it does strike me that people like slump against the front window to just munch on their wrap that they've purchased.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not... For me, I want a bit of a... If I'm going to fork out the money for a lunch, I kind of want to sit for a little
while. Which is what...
Go, like, shove my face.
Which is what the boss has kind of, you know, taken on. Because we do get a lot of people saying, you know, we want to sit down. So we kind of said, yeah, you know, we'll put in some seating and... But I know the refurbishment will take a, you know, it'll take a good amount of time. So it'll take a couple of weeks when
so
the refurbishments
do
start. Well, you know, for a brief period,
So what are you going to do, like, temp work?
No, I might busk on the street or something, but, you know, none of that, unfortunately. No, it shouldn't be too long of a period where Butler's is shut. And then when the burger place does
you
open...
You should make sure that they don't change all the staff, because otherwise it's...
Yeah, well...
You know, like, with the rebranding, they're like, oh, I can't have that Matt on the He's just branded himself as a rapist. Like,
when the burger place does open...
Burger place?
Oh, well, Butler's is shut... Butlers is shutting, wraps are stopping, burgers are happening.
Wraps are stopping.
Wraps are stopping.
Wraps are stopping. I thought that was a
drum roll.
So that's
you're not gonna be a rapist, you're gonna be a burgist.
Yeah, I guess so, if that's the
so
correct
the rap
term
career
for it.
Is over.
That's the thing. The wrap place is shutting down, but we are looking for somewhere else in town. And it will happen sooner rather than later, where we're gonna get another place in town and open the wraps again. But the main, at the minute, burgers are coming in, so...
So,
they better not be horse meat.
There'll be no horse meat, yeah. No, we've We've been promised that, so we're getting the buns from Fisher and Donaldson, the meat from Minix, the butchers on South Street. So it'll all be it'll be really good stuff.
There's only going to be about £3,500 of
that. No, it'll be you know, really well priced. So we're kind of, the way Justin the boss described it, is he wants it to be like a place for people to come, you know, like hang out, have a burger or have a milkshake. That's a kind of another string to the bow.
American diner sort of place.
Almost, but we don't want to, you know, we don't want it to be seen as, you know, that really bright lights kind of jukebox in the corner kind of thing. But, you know, we want people to come in, have a milkshake, have a burger. Yeah, sit down, you know, have a little chat over some food. And because at the minute, yeah, butlers, you kind of huddled in, and
so you're gonna make it more restauranty rather than on the go.
Yeah, it's gonna be
function wrapper and then go.
It's gonna kind of be in between, you know, a restaurant and a, as you put it, hop in, get a wrap, hop out kind of thing. So
will the burgers be out for takeaway?
Yeah, you can take them away or sit in. So
it's a very big rebranding there, because not only is the sort of whole layout changing, it's actually the menu as well. So I didn't realize that before.
The name's also going to be changing as well. So it won't be, you know.
Can you give an insight of like what's going to be on the new menu?
I know at the minute we've got kind of the standard burger, and then we're looking to do, you know, like the main burger, which will have, you know, the sauce, the cheese and whatnot on it, and then
creative on behalf of
but no, from all the stuff, from all the trial stuff that I've tasted, it is all really good stuff. So
are they going to be, is it going to be on an employment drive, do you reckon?
We will be hiring, you know, a few people. So, you know, if you are listening and need a job
and you're talented and you can multitask, then this
could be the thing for
you. So, you know, the plan is the burger place will open up, and the wraps will be shut for a little bit, but we are looking to open up somewhere else in town.
But you've got to get in quick, because Nando's is coming. Are you scared?
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah.
Hashtag it is.
That's such repulsion. I love Nando's.
Did you have to choose? I did. Like, there are too many choices.
I thought you were going to stop. I have
what?
To chew. And I was like, I mean, mastication is a common problem with consumption. We all face that deal.
Okay. But one thing that does strike me with butlers is who buys the deli stuff, you know, like, on the side?
Well, that was one of the main issues we had, that a lot of the time, well, when I started, we had a lot of the raw meat from Minix, a lot of the deli stuff, and then the wrap bar as well. Mm. Whereas now,
choose something, you know?
Yeah, now the main priority is a wrap bar, but we do have a lot of, you know, locals still coming in wanting their slices of ham on Saturday, Sunday morning, so. I mean,
and
yeah.
You don't want to deprive them of their gammon, do you?
Yeah, so.
Because otherwise you'll.
But will they be deprived of their gammon in the new sort of restructure?
In the burger place, they will be, but like I said.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in the wrap bar, we should still be able to provide them with, you know, their slices of ham on Sunday morning. So
that's good. We want them not to have their ham and gammon.
That's great, and I tell you how time flies when you're having the time of your life. We've been on air for 23 minutes and it's flown past. I tell you. So now, what we do tend to do is cater to our guests as best we can, and so we do this in asking them to choose their favourite artists. And then we search frantically on the database to see if their music is on the database, because we don't do any preparation. Anyway, so without further ado, we have Below My Feet by Mumford & Sons. That stars, wasn't that beautiful? We had a very entertaining little break, actually. Just as well we weren't on air, because most of it was slightly inappropriate, wasn't it?
Yeah, so. Maybe a little.
But one thing that Rachel in particular was keen to is whether, Matt, you've had the opportunity of meeting shining young attractive ladies ordering your wraps.
I mean, to be put on the spot, you know, there's a lot of good-looking girls that shop in Butlers.
And I'll be given your meat filling to their buns.
I can't say I have. I
heard the meat's good there.
I think the thing is, when I'm out in town...
Is it well cooked? Your meat? No.
I really don't know what the right answer to this question is. Yeah.
I won't push the innuendo. Okay.
No, when I'm out in town and, you know, someone's drunk, they'll come up to me and be like, oh, you're that Butler's guy, but I don't... I'll never, you know, go out of my way.
You're professional, on the job.
Although I've been told one time when I was drunk, I went up to a group of girls that I'd recognised. Went, hello, ladies. I work in Butlers. I've been told I was drunk. I don't remember. That's what someone told me. I said so. I don't know.
But, it's like the other thing is when you recognise someone, like I recognised you, right? Obviously, you're an audience, so you wouldn't have known who I am, but I felt like we were long-lost best mates. So I go up to him and was like, oh, my gosh, like, yeah, we know each other. And I there probably was a moment, if not still now, where you're thinking, who is this creep? Get away from me. We haven't met. Why are you talking to me like we're mates? But you do get that. It's like with film stars, people get completely starstruck because they feel like they know them so well.
Yeah.
And... actually, they don't. It takes two to tango, as they say. Yeah. So, if the other person's not tangoing, you're lost. You're a lost cause. But one thing that on a broader, if we take your situation to like a bigger spectrum than the idea of on a serious note of students and jobs and whether. You know, you've been doing it for about a year?
Around 10 months.
Yeah, 10 months. Do you think that having a job whilst being a student is the future of studenthood? Because, you know, obviously we've had increased fees. I believe you're paying... You've probably got 1,800
fees. Yeah, I got in in the last year, luckily, so...
So do you feel like... I mean, there's now... there must be increased pressure because of the increased fees.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your view of, jobs and students?
I mean, it's one of those, isn't it, where, you know, I know in Oxbridge the students aren't actually allowed to have a job during term time because they say it interferes with your work too much. But from my perspective, I quite enjoy, having food to eat. So,
it does help.
Yeah. So, so I kind of... You know, as long as you're not taking on, 40 hours a week, so you're not, you have to remember, first come first, you're a student.
Mm, mm.
But I always find...
Do you think, though, you're going to have that discipline to say, okay, this is impeding on my life too much? Because the money is attractive, so you know that your rent's covered or saved by, or you're getting a certain amount of income.
Yeah.
And that is attractive. And so it's hard to do the balancing act between, you've got to socialise, you've got to have a balanced university life, but you don't want to rack up
enormous
debts, but you've also got to study. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely last semester, and maybe this semester, I've maybe took a bit off a little more than I could chew.
Mm.
But,
pardon the pun.
Yeah. but, I kind of think, last year, I had the perfect amount of hours. I was doing about 15, 16 hours a week. So a couple shifts, maybe one small one during the week.
And how does it fit in with your lectures? Do you miss lectures to work?
It's all planned pretty well. And the boss doesn't like us missing lectures as well. He's really good with that.
So what time are your lectures? Are they all like in the morning or all in the afternoon?
Well, I've got Wednesday afternoons off, so I will work on a Wednesday afternoon.
Mm. And then, no sport then?
Yeah, no sport for me. I'm a lazy bastard. Oh, pardon my French, sorry. And...
He's like, you didn't
hear
anything.
and then just on the weekends, really. So,
as you're not working massive amounts.
No, I mean, I'll do a Wednesday or Friday, maybe, and then Saturday, Sunday. So usually, last year when I was in halls, I would spend my Saturdays waking up hungover, go out and watch the football for the whole afternoon, waste a whole day. And then I'm go to bed. Whereas now, instead of, wasting the whole day watching the football, well, I say wasting, time I've spent.
I mean,
but, I just go out and just work instead. So, I mean, instead of, wasting my Saturdays, I would, just make a bit of money instead. So
you haven't found that it's been too difficult balancing and fitting
everything? Yeah, not too much.
Would you say that there's anyone who you work with who is sort of maybe taking on too many hours, or someone who you're working with who's maybe struggling with the workload considering what they're doing?
Not really. I mean, at the minute, we've kind of not swing against the tide, but there's only five of us that work there now. So I think Justin, the boss, he says he knows we're working a little bit more than we would like. So we're taking a couple people on. But I think everyone copes pretty well. We've got a girl from New Zealand, actually, who's not a student here, and she works Monday through Friday, open till close. So she really, you know...
Are they mostly students that work there?
Yeah, we're all students apart from her. So
and Justin, obviously.
And, yeah. And
the big boy.
Yeah, the big dog, so to speak.
Do you think that, actually, you know, having a job and being a student is part of student education? Because... you learn not only what you learn in the classroom, but I suppose when you've got a job and you're financially making yourself as sufficient as possible, you're also studying. I mean, that is a life lesson. You are learning how to cater for yourself and live. And that's what student education really should be about, rather than being like, you know, Mum, can you put more money in my account while I go and get a job at the uni and work?
Well, I remember when I was in London, I
Rachel
shrieks in her chair as I live.
She says after FS.
That's so me.
No denial. Yet to rebut.
Just laughing it off. Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
When I was in London, when I was in school, so end of sixth form, I had a job then as well, but I didn't have any money coming out because I was living with my mum. No expenses, so, you know, I was kind of living the high life, so to speak. And then the second you come here, you're making money, and then you actually have to go, actually, I've got rent coming out in a couple of weeks, I've got food to pay for. So it's a little bit different, but at the same time, like you said, it's nice to know that I can kind of do it myself, almost, so, you know.
Would you say that it's more difficult, say, studying certain subjects, say, if you're a science major, or in, I don't know, different, because obviously different students have different sort of workloads. Do you work with anyone who's a science major, or does maybe more work
than I think,
a geography major?
Well, I think, yeah, but I think, you know, you make...
Don't worry,
I don't work
either. I'm an art student.
I think... I know a lot of the science students say that, you know, they've got their labs, and there's that whole, you know, running joke within St. Andrews that, you know, science students are on somewhat level, you know, better than art students. But I'm an art student.
You should just kiss and the ground they walk on.
Yeah. And, but at the same time, you know...
I don't say that with any business.
But, you know, like, the science students, they have labs and whatnot. And, yeah, they do have a lot of contact hours. But at the same time, art students have, you know, essays and reading to do. So you don't just sit down and write an essay. There's a lot of work which, you know, goes beforehand before writing an essay. So I don't know.
Because of course,
this is coming from
students do all their work. Don't just leave it to the last.
This is coming from someone who the last book I read was The Very Hungry Caterpillar. So I mean, I really,
at least
you know,
you've got cover to cover on that.
That was quite a tough one.
Yeah, it was an emotional struggle when he becomes a butterfly. Apologies if I've just ruined the book for you, but I mean,
spoiler alert.
Also, some of you may have noticed that our demographic of this conversation isn't entirely representative of St. Andrews, is we've got three white, middle-class North Londoners. Well, actually, we've got a South one. Yeah. Yeah. But we will just apologise, and, like, if anyone has taken, you know, thinking, oh, I can't listen to this stuff because it doesn't ring true to me, well, we are trying to make it true to you by talking about student issues on a wider basis rather than it just being, you know, male, white-dominated London.
That's quite St. Andrews, though, isn't it? Let's face it.
And what was your job before you came to St. Andrews? And you were working during A-levels, was it?
Yeah. I, incidentally worked in a deli counter. So that's
with you and cold meat.
Well, I just can't stay away. I think, well, you know, I just happened to get a job in Waitrose. And then they went, oh, well, the vacancy's actually for the deli counter. So worked on the deli counter, no issue. And then when I got up here, I kind of went, what experience do I have? I've got deli experience. I heard a deli called Butler's was hiring, dropped my CV in, you know,
did
one
you
thing
struggle
led to another.
Trying to get a job at first?
Well, I wasn't. I know this is going to sound, you know, annoying, because I know a lot of people do drop their CV in a lot around town. Yeah,
20 CVs, not one person got back to me.
I must have dropped in three or four. dropped in one to Butler's. Yeah, and it just, and it just yeah.
Tony's eyes. There's no camera on him. Yeah. But sure that Toby.
And there was a shade so look of jealous. Evil towards him. Yeah,
maybe some people are just inherently unemployable. And maybe I fall into that category. I don't know.
Yeah, and I definitely got pretty lucky. I remember I gave my CV in to a girl called Katie, and she actually went, "Oh, it's my last day today."
So what are the odds?
Yeah, so I'll definitely pass this on, and you know.
Well, what are the odds?
I don't know, I'll just ask Betfred and I'll be back.
So, yeah.
Thank goodness for Katie's last day. Have you been in touch?
She's popped into the store a few times.
It's
and,
good of her.
Yeah.
So. What's she doing now? Has she gone on to...
Yeah, she's actually going on to teach up in Aberdeen, I believe, so...
So, do you socialise much with your work colleagues there? Social scene?
Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, there's only five of us, but we're all pretty... we're all very close. I actually spent my Valentine's Day with two of the girls from there. Not in that way. So, I think it was more a pity date than anything. No. So,
ladies, if you're listening.
So, we're a close-knit, you know, bunch.
That's good. So is this quite an exciting? It's quite an exciting transition then, because if you're they're a good group of friends and you're looking at Justin's going to increase the size of the team and it's part of a whole new rebranding. There's going to be a second branch. I mean, you're part of something big, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a big move.
Justin was saying that like this Dakota Grill, that's the name of the burger place that's opening up.
So that's going to be where Butler's is.
That's going to be, Dakota Grill's going to be where Butler's is right now. And, you know.
Who decided the name?
Justin did.
Decided
Dakota Grill. And, I think he would quite like it to become, you know, an out of St. Andrews kind of thing. Because I was chatting with him, and you can't really think of somewhere that's kind of, you know, in between the two almost. It's kind of. You guys were saying about Nando's. Mm. It's going to kind of be like Nando's in the sense that it's a restaurant, you can take out, blah, blah, blah. But it's also supposed to be cheaper than a Nando's is, so...
Nando's is... I've got a real gripe with Nando's, actually. I really do. And this does annoy a lot of my friends, because I think that you pay gourmet prices for fast food.
Yeah.
It is fast food. The chicken is dry, and they spray it.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to defend Nando's.
They spray it, right, with something that sets it on fire. And anything that you get out of some sort of, like, Mr. Muscle spray container...
You know, you've got to run a business
here. When you employ the
core, you've got to run a business here. You know, you've got to... Chicken takes a long time to cook, so, you know...
So cook it!
You've got to cremate it a little bit, you know.
And the other issue I have is the way that you have to order. Get a waiter, right? Let them come over to you, and then they say, what do you want? And you tell them. Rather than having to walk in, the guy's rude inevitably at the door because there's a too long queue, and then they say, oh, yeah, order now, pay now, sit down, get your own cutlery, and then you might get your chicken. And it might not even be well cooked.
But what about the endless frozen yogurt and the endless drinks? That is... I think that's a great...
Endless frozen yogurt?
Yeah, you get endless frozen yogurt. Not that I have it.
I can't say it's a huge selling point for me.
It's a selling point. I mean, I just have to say, I love chicken, I love spicy food, and I love endless drinks. So,
but
you know,
I will say that Nando's doesn't prize itself on its endless yogurt. It prizes itself on good chicken. And it isn't good chicken.
It is good chicken.
You know what? I can cook better chicken than Nando's.
I
do a lovely breast, really.
Oh
my George Foreman.
Well, I'm gonna have to see if you can actually hold your word there.
Hashtag succulent. And that is beautifully onto the next break. Again, we'll stick with the Mumford and Sons theme, so now it is Down in the Valley.
I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days.
Yo, yo, it's the third part of our Star Evening Trilogy. Welcome back, I hope you enjoyed that second edition of Mumford & Sons. Very enjoyable. We were just talking about Will as defender of the chickens because of me declaring my hatred of Nando's. And I just thought it was quite ironic saying, because you were talking about KFC and your liking of Nando's as well, and you call yourself the defender of the chicken.
Well, here.
No, in this room,
yes,
but,
I am.
But ironically, right, I am defending the chicken because I don't want to eat it. So...
Well,
you
for
are
me,
incorrectly.
For me, by eating the chicken, I'm doing it a favour because it's so delicious, and also because
ridiculous argument. Hashtag.
Okay, no. Okay, this is not a ridiculous argument. The reason there are so many cows, pigs, chickens in the world,
and horses
and horses clearly, is because we need to farm them. So
you
know,
buy a horse for 10
I'm quid. Helping chickens by eating them.
No, but you're not, because... Okay, if you were being eaten right, but you were delicious, you wouldn't...
I mean, I would have done my service, wouldn't I? I mean, that's pretty good afterlife service.
Well, tell that to the cannibals. You won't be laughing at them.
This is getting quite vicious.
Yeah. It's turned into a personal argument between you two. I'll just go, guys. See you later.
We have a tendency to do that, and it ends up in Will crying in a headlock because... I do have a gym membership.
I confirm Will's crying, but there's no headlock.
Oh, so tempted to make a disgusting joke, but I can't do that on air.
No, okay. Thank you.
Rachel will name you anyway.
I'm flirting with the buzz box here, and we've got some people chatting. Most notably, your mate, is it...
Josh Watson.
Appreciate your input, mate. But he had a question about your opening hours, which is quite a functional question that I think maybe many a star listener this evening will be interested in hearing. So what was the question?
Just what the opening hours? That's a very standard question, isn't it?
direct quote is, when do you close? But I just thought I would...
Is that when do you close, as in when does butlers...
I thought the question was
when does butler, because we're shutting down, or when do we close in a weekday?
Oh,
it could also be that he hates the radio show. Yeah. He's asking when the radio
don't worry, Mr. Watts, we've got plenty more where this came from. No, you've just done it again. You know, you really don't mean me, because when I feed you one question, you immediately get two very good ones. Hit me with both.
Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and then Sunday is 11 till 4.
And is that the same as the Dakota Burger?
And no, I think, well, when Dakota's does open, I think for the first couple of weeks, we're just going to try and find our feet over the lunch break.
Yeah.
And
just
and then hopefully...
That was awful.
After a couple of weeks, you know, once we've gotten into the groove, we'll open for dinner. Which is, you know, which makes it different from butlers in the sense that, you know, you can have lunch or dinner, depending,
you know,
how extravagant you are.
Well, wrapped actually in this, because I did just do a pun. wrap round their little fingers, because you were doing a really nice PR. Again,
we'll just turn his microphone.
There was all a favour and sharp. Right. It seems like you're on a... I know you're on a payroll, but, I mean, like, a payroll to sell it well. I mean, you seem to love it. It seems to...
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think you do... Well, like, when I was at Waitrose, I really became fond of the company. It's the same thing, you know, happens when you... Just depends who you work for. Like, my friend worked for Deloitte. She ended up loving Deloitte, and she wants to go work there when she graduates. Now, I don't want to work at Butlers when I graduate, but, you know, I really do enjoy, you know...
Disrespect.
Yeah, I really do enjoy working there. And to answer... The other question I gave myself.
We've got
10 till 6.
Monday to Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
And then 11 till 4 on Sundays.
And then
now even I know off the top.
And, well, the plan was originally that Butler was going to be shut down over the Christmas break, and we would, when all the students got back, it would be burgers.
Like what they did at Dervish.
Yeah.
They had a quick redervishment, didn't they?
Wow. And then, nice. And then, And I think for a while we've been telling all the customers, you know, there's a couple weeks, but there's been some delays and whatnot, so there are at least 3 weeks a month left to, you know, get wraps, so people don't have to panic buy their wraps just yet. So yeah, there's
told us about your day to day.
Yeah, there's lots of time for people to still get their apps.
There'll be
panic.
A buffer stock scheme. Apps, someone will be getting offloading them in the back of the van. Like, get your frozen wraps here and stockpiling them. But you were saying that today was a very busy day.
It was. Yeah.
Do you prefer it when it's slightly quieter or when it's mobbed?
Well, I mean, you know, for Justin, speaking as I know he would want me to say, is, you know, at the end of the day, you want people to come through the door and, you know, buy some wraps. I enjoy, you know, when people are in there because I get to speak to them. I mean, when I'm usually
work
on the
moves,
till.
Work your
well, yeah. So, but, you know, I
catch up with that.
No, I enjoy when there are customers in the store, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, if there were no customers, I wouldn't have a job and, you know, people wouldn't have their apps, so yeah.
Like it, like
as I'm an observational comedian, so you know, yeah.
Get the notepad out.
Yeah.
I've actually got mine below me, so 1-0 to me. I've actually got a friend of mine, Charlotte and Eliza. They share a kitchen with me, and I think that Charlotte's using my George Foreman grill because it's a lean, mean, fat grilling machine. direct quote. Charlotte's just Buzzbox to saying we're just cooking chicken now #succulent. So if you get that trending on our
hashtag succulent, yeah. Doesn't really have a ring to it, does it? But
is it succulency? Like you can't put a price on succulency. Well, I don't know what
succulency.
Yeah, I mean,
as
is that
a word?
I don't know if it exists. But I mean, I like the word succulent. I think it's got a good ring to it.
It's like kerfuffle. Lovely word, isn't it? Kerfuffle.
It's a bit of a kerfuffle to say,
yeah.
Though, isn't it?
Kerfuffle, kerfuffle. Yeah.
I mean, you have to manoeuvre around those very well, don't you? Okay, so you do eat.
I'm glad we've confirmed.
You are human and you eat.
That's yes. The only observation I wanted to make here. That's observational comedy. Right, so you eat wraps, one on the job. Do you get to take one home, you know, on the way?
No. But I think at the same time, I don't think you get pretty sick of them if you had two wraps a day and, you know, ended up getting,
like,
you know.
I like to stick to one.
They are
good.
No, I mean,
a wrap
you don't
a day
get
the doctor away. That's what they say. But so are you generally, like, you know, keep fit and eat well?
Yeah, no.
I mean, you're looking in shape.
Well, I mean, you make me blush. No, you know, like, the wraps themselves are, you know, they could, and all the ingredients are, you know, we get them from a, you know, fruit and veg, wholesaler people. And, you know, it's good stuff. And
so does that make you aware of, you know, good ingredients, what you want to eat?
Yeah, definitely.
Watch what you...
Yeah, like, I mean, all the stuff that we get in is pretty good stuff. So it's not like, you know, a dervish after, you know, kind of all greasy, all kind of rubbish stuff. I'm getting a bad look. I'm not a huge fan of dervish, so yeah,
I can't. I feel like the defender.
I've never been. Yeah, I've never been.
But yeah, no, dervish is.
That should be a title: the defender of bad food.
I'm already the defender of the chickens. I should sort of collect my titles.
Yeah, there's the award ceremony later.
That'd be brilliant. Yeah.
I'm
the only one up for anything.
Matt, you're actually in luck, my friend, because my friend Charlotte goes, Matt, how are you single? You're a heartthrob. She's going to be she's
very
be
kind of her.
A rap, I reckon. You could wrap that one up.
That was really, really awful.
You know why it was so bad? Was because I've said the same pun in a different context, trying to think like, oh, it's like playing with words, but it just doesn't work. But at least you try, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's getting to the point where you do it so much and it's so cringy that it eventually becomes amusing.
I mean, I do think that. I think that's the aim of student radio. Exactly. Just can't get us off air. You know, either listen and laugh or just
this
go
is
away.
Prime time.
2 minutes and 40 seconds,
yeah,
guys.
We actually are lucky to have such a great slot. Because we moved from Thursdays to 2 to 3. I'm sure you're a listener.
Yeah.
At that time, last semester.
Regular.
You will be now.
Clearly we deserve this.
Because now we know that you close at 4.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of spare time now. So.
Did you... Because you're looking great. I mean, like, sorry.
Two in 2 minutes. Jeez, yeah.
did you get time to shower and wash between your...
No. I'm a caveman.
I hope
you seem very surprised about that.
Between finishing your shift and coming here.
Yeah.
Still, where do you think I was going with this?
You've been surprised about the fact I eat and now shower.
Wow. Were they a
to confirm, I do drink and breathe as well.
So. Sometimes, you know, it gets to a stage when you're not home and you're at your routine and you do have to undergo some sort of internal negotiation to think, okay, I haven't washed for maybe 3-4 days. I should convince myself for a shower.
That's it's good. It's good with that. We're really asking the pressing questions about whether or not he drinks and eats and showers.
Do you not really? Do you never undergo that negotiation where you're a regular washer and I'm a regular eater? And
yeah, I have a pretty standard routine. I say, I mean, I shower and eat every day. You know.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Man, you should be a guest on a radio show. Have you been on the radio before?
I haven't, no. It's my first time, so...
Oh, God.
I've been told I have a face for radio, but, you know...
Yeah, same. How was it breaking your... popping your metaphorical cherry on the radio?
It was nice. I certainly enjoyed it. But thank you for having me.
It wasn't too, like, intimidating, pressurising. No, you didn't do anything
not
that you
too
weren't
much.
Happy with.
Sounds
but you can say that we weren't rapists, even if you were... so we just want to make sure that everything went swimmingly well and was very smooth. And thanks very much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. Cheers.
You've been a great guest, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you, even though I felt like I've known you previously. You haven't. Great. Well, that concludes our first show of our second semester. With the new, met the new team. You've got Rachel. You've
Hello.
Got Will. You've got me, unfortunately for you. And you've met Matt, so please do tune in for next week and have a great Sunday evening. And now we'll close with And Something Good.